I just want to say one thing about the Zoom meeting stuff. I watched Thursday night, and I'd never done Zoom before, so I wasn't sure if I was supposed to hit a button, not hit a button, what I was supposed to do, if they could see me, how it all worked out. So it was scary, so I left the camera turned straight up, so I looked at the ceiling. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know how it worked. So, those things are, you have to learn. And I was trying to get, the only ones that knew would be able to tell me are my boys, and they were all at the meeting. So I didn't have anybody to ask, but I'm thankful that, I realize you have to push buttons for that to work. But it is so much better just whenever we can to be right here in the house of the Lord, being able to meet out together. A couple weeks ago, I tried to preach a sermon on letting your light shine, and there was something about that of in this world in which we live, talking about how the darkness around and light can go dim and it can be hard. But there's something too. You don't have to do grand gestures. You don't always have to be the biggest in the room and the loudest in the room and everything like that to have the light shine. Most of the time, the person that's doing that, it's focused on them and not on where the light's really supposed to be shining, to the Lord. So, again, this week I started to see things in the Bible, small things that people did that are really big, that just shine the light to the Lord and point to Him. This lately I've been trying to work with Jesse on, he's not here tonight, so I can share this and him not get upset, but I've been trying to work with him on gritting your teeth. He's like me. It's not easy to always just not have an opinion and not say something. That's the easiest thing to happen. Someone says something, and I want to say something right back. I've got an opinion on everything, even if I don't know about it. I've got an opinion. So I've been trying to teach him and us work together on gritting our teeth. And it's gotten so much now that he will send me a text message with a little emoji gritting his teeth, saying that's where he's at right now. Well, the thing is we have to remember that there's things like that that just, I was thinking about it in Matthew 10, one of the small things when the Lord is sending out his disciples. And when he sends them out into the land and he tells them to go and they're going to preach, he says, if you come to this people, he says, and I love it because he says, it's not just an individual, right? He doesn't say just if you come to a certain person that doesn't like you, if you come to someone that doesn't want you, an individual. He says, 10 and 14 in Matthew, he said, and whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear the words when ye depart out of their house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. It makes me think about just get up, shake it off, go to the next one. Because if you sit there and you try to hound on it, you try to convince someone that the Lord hasn't blessed to have understanding of, you're not doing any good, you're just causing conflict. In the world in which we live, that's all we see anymore is conflict out there in the world. Now, I'll give you that the media wants to, that's what they want to show, so they can make sure that they're getting viewerships, and we all want to watch it because that's what we are, we're people. So the thing is we have to make sure that we, look, they don't agree with me? Okay. Shake off the dust and go to the next one. Go to the one that talks and you can talk together and you can point the light to the Lord. And you can share in experiences and understanding of the truth in which He's blessed us with. But to shake off the dust and go to the next one is not easy. It's not easy to do, especially when you know that you have the truth. When you know you have the truth and you know the Lord has blessed you with all this understanding. I say all this understanding. I'm amazed at how little I understand, especially when I'm around just anyone that they just can show me. I don't know very much. But the little bit that we do know, the Lord has truly blessed us to have that knowledge. And when someone says, if you just talk about a simple subject of, and I say simple because let's not ever be confused. Eternal salvation is simple. It was laid out simple. The Lord took care of it all. Amen and amen. That's how simple it is. Now, What makes eternal salvation get confusing is when we start to want to add man-made things and man-made ways to get it done. So when someone's starting to talk to you and you say, well, this is what the Bible teaches. And they say, no, it isn't. You got to do this. You got to do that. Well, you can talk to them a little bit, but once you've gone a little bit and they're not going to accept it, they're not going to take it, shake the dust off, go on and go to where you talk to someone where you're not focused on debating each other, but you're focused on worshiping the Lord and glorifying His name. So that's one of the spots where when you act like that, you know, the guy who doesn't make a spectacle of himself of trying to win an argument, a lot of times is going to walk away and the people around are going to go, yeah, he got that one. But the guy who stays in the fight and wants to make sure he makes that point, they're going to shake their head at him. We need to make sure that we're willing to shake the dust off and go on. Talk about the Lord to the ones that want to have him talked about. So when you sit there and you talk about the grit and the teeth, there's a good one. You go over and this all goes with the world in which we live. Ruth. Ruth over here has lost everything. She's lost her husband, her natural land. She's lost her father-in-law, her brother-in-law, her sister-in-law. They're all gone. Their past are gone. She's left the land she's always known. And she's coming into a land which she does not know, into a God that she does not know. That's where she's going. So, in the world in which we live today, people are going to say, well, if you're that down on your luck, then what you probably need to do is, you know, try to stick your hands out for help and see what somebody can do for you. You know what she did? Chapter 2 immediately says, and Ruth said unto Naomi, let me now go into the field and glean ears of corn after him whose sight I shall find grace. And she said unto her, go, my daughter. She immediately got up and she went to work. That doesn't mean she's not upset. I mean, it doesn't mean she wasn't, doesn't mean that she wasn't scared. It means she knew what she was supposed to do. That's one of those things where you're like, it'd be easier to lay down on the bed and not get out of bed. And just say, you know what, I don't want to have to fight it today. I don't want to have to go out there in the world today. It'd be easier to just lay here. Well, what we forget when we do those things is we're letting our light not shine. We're keeping it under the bushel and we're not going out there and facing the world. We have the greatest one that's got our back that you can have. You know, this morning I told him a story at church. I explained to him that my mouth used to get me in trouble a lot when I'd go places. I guess this is all about my mouth getting me in trouble tonight, but it got me in trouble. And I used to go into places and meet people. I'd want to make sure I knew the biggest person in the room. Because I want to make sure that they knew me and they remember me and we're buddies. So when my mouth got me in trouble, I could say, hey, you see that guy? I know him. He's my buddy. The thing is there's not a room anywhere in this world we can't walk into where we have the biggest and the best and the greatest on our side, blessing us. Nothing can be against us that is bigger than our friend and our Father, Jesus Christ. Nothing. When you think about that, there shouldn't be a time when we're willing to just throw it all in and say, I can't do it. I can't handle it. The world's too hard. Everything's against me. No one wants to listen. I'm just going to lay here and not do it. No, we need to get up and we need to go. We need to forge forward. We need to go out there. And did it say she's going to go out there and she was going to get a huge meal? To say she's going to go out there and have it easy? No, she's going out to glean corn. Now, I've never gleaned corn. I've picked corn. I didn't care for that too much. But it's not even that. It's not even going out there and getting the corn on the cob. It was less than that. It was even less than that and harder than that. And that's what she said, this is what I'm going to go do. That's what we have to have an attitude of doing. No matter how this world out there is, no matter how tough and how hard it is out there for us, we need to make sure we're ready to go out there and work. Do the Lord's work. I'm not talking about just going out there and having a job. I'm talking about going out there and living and walking and going in a way where we let our light shine and it shines to the Lord. And they say, I don't know how in this world that that's what they can be focused on. You know, the sister that Brother Philip was talking about, Sister Wanda, she's known me longer than I've been a Primitive Baptist. And she's got a heart of gold. And no matter what is going on in her life, she could always say that she was blessed. She would always tell you she's been blessed. She's blessed. She has that type of attitude, and I can have the Lord truly bless me in a day, and I can find the one thing that didn't go my way and wonder, Lord, why aren't you with me? And I can turn around and be blessed over and over and over again that day, and one thing not go the way that I thought it should go, and question the Lord why He's not blessed me today. We need to have an attitude where we go out there and we go forward. We look to the Lord and we say, I've got this. I'm going to go out there. I'm not going to go out for me. I'm not going to go out for anything else, but I'm going to go out to make my light shine so people can say, how are you doing it? The Lord is on my side. That's how I'm doing it. Last spot I'll look at, and this is the one that really reminds me of today and the time we live, Jeremiah 29. Jeremiah 29, they've been taken captive. Does he say you need to fight them? You need to try to break down the walls, come up with ways to break out? Does he say you need to take over and you need to take control so you can get free? No, he says, build ye houses and dwell in them, and plant gardens and eat the fruit of them. Take ye wives and begat sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to your husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, that you may increase there and not diminished. Seek the peace of the city, whether I have caused you to be carried away into captives. He says, seek that peace for that city. He said, therefore shall you have peace. So he didn't tell them, you need to find out what you can do to come up with some idea to get out of this. He said, you're in there. Now make the best of the situation. Pray to Him. Do the things that you're supposed to do. Live the right way no matter how tough it is. Why? Because He told them that He was coming to make sure in 70 years they were going to be free. Now, 70 years is a long time. 70 years, he didn't say, I'm going to come. If you do these things, in a few months, that's all you're going to have to put up with it. In a few months, that's all it's going to have to take place. In the time in which we live with the smartphone, and I think it's even not a few months, it's probably a few minutes, a few seconds. We want our answers that quick. Why? Because at any given time, you can pull up your phone, and you can say, hey Siri, tell me what this means. And it gives you an answer. I don't know how many times I've ever checked Siri to see if it's right, but she'll tell you. The thing is we want things right away in the time in which we live. We want things to be done immediately. He told them, he said, it's going to be 70 years. And they had ones that were telling them it's only going to be a couple years. They had ones that were giving them false hope. The thing is the only thing we need to hold on to is what the Lord said to do. What He gave us to do. He said, build houses. Pray for that city. When we're out there in the world, and that world is against us, and nothing seems like it's what it should be, and it gets darker and darker, we need to make sure we're praying for it. We're praying for the leaders. We're praying for the country in which we live. This place in which we live, that right now, anything you say can be taken where it's not politically correct, can be taken wrong. He said, he didn't say, you know what, just throw your hands up, say whatever you want, cause whatever problem you want to cause. He said, pray for peace. Pray for peace and you shall find peace. That's what he told us to do. That's what we ought to be doing when we walk out there. We leave here on Sunday night and we get revived. We get a... Last week, Brother Phil preached on the genealogy again, and I was praying we'd get to hear more, and maybe we will tonight. I truly enjoyed it. Stirred my mind, go out there, face the world. I don't think I was at work for 5 minutes and we had three things go wrong and I couldn't remember what he preached on. The thing is we got to hold fast to those things. We got to make sure that when we go out there and face that world, we're holding fast to it. And when it's going bad, we stop and we pray for peace. We stop and we pray for peace, and we're not ashamed to build a house right here and say, here's the house. This is where we are. We come here. This is the house that's built. This is where we are. And when times get tough, and you think that we need to figure out a way to let our light shine, a lot of times the best way to do it is by gritting our teeth and not saying anything. That's not easy. It's not always easy to do that, especially when the Lord has blessed us to know the things that we know and have understanding of things we have understanding of. But whenever the conversation gets to the point where God's not getting the glory, then that's when we should grit our teeth, shake the dust, and walk away. May the Lord bless you, my friend.